Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 110. I'm going to hop right into it, but I do want to say a quick genuine thank you for all the support. I know I say that all the time, and I'm kind of crazy about that, but it really is insane lately, the amount of messages I get from you all, emails, DMs, tags, ratings, reviews, everything like that. It really is crazy to me, and frankly, it's opened up a lot of doors for me to do what I love and share my message and just live this life, and that literally is because of you all. So I wanted to say thank you. And really mean it. Thank you for spreading the word. Thank you for just supporting me. Thank you for the feedback. I get feedback all the time, and that means a lot to me. So thank you so much. I really mean it. And of course, as always, continue to let me know if there's anything that I can do for you, whether that's do an episode on a topic that means something to you, or if I can literally help you in any way, whether that's through just answering a question or introducing you to someone or pointing you in the right direction. I'm all for that. I really stand by that. So shoot me a DM on Instagram at case.kenny. You might have to follow up a couple times. You might have to give me some time. I am a little backed up right now, but I am genuine in wanting to do that for you. So shoot me a DM, follow me on Instagram at case.kenny, and just keep sharing. Keep telling your friends to subscribe. I have so many cool things planned for the podcast, planned for different things that I'm working on, and I'm really excited just thinking about them. And it means the world to me to have you on board and to have your support. So thank you so much. I'm getting emotional. I'll just hop right into it for this episode. But you know, for this episode, I had a conversation the other day with someone who I haven't seen since college. And I graduated in 2011. So, you know, it's been 8-9 years at this point. And, you know, I've changed a lot since college. I recently started going through puberty, which is fantastic. I'm 31. That's really great. You know, really coming to my body. That's fantastic. Took a while to get here. But beyond that, you know, I've changed a lot. You know, I've come to understand what drives me. I've come to understand, you know, what I want out of life more and more each year. I've experienced success. I've found my career, all these great things. And I was talking to my friend. He was like, man, good for you. I was kind of catching him up on everything. And he was like, good for you, man. You know, look at you. You look at you in your glow up. My glow up. And I thought that was an interesting term, right? Very millennial of him to say. The lit fam, you know, glow up. The old Case Kenny glow up. And you know, I've heard that term before, mostly though in regards to like getting a banging bod, kind of getting revenge on your ex, living your best life, kind of just dripping in swag kind of thing. And you know, all that sounds pretty good to me. Honestly, I stand by a lot of those things. I talk about a lot of those things. So I did a quick Google search to see if other people felt the same way, to see kind of what this glow up thing is all about. You know, I searched how to glow up. What is glow up? Did a quick browse. And now, not only do I know how to contour in 14 easy steps and then also get dewy, radiant skin, but I've also really come to actually like this term, this idea of glowing up. The real glow up, though, the mental mindset glow up. I really dig it. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode, because I think your glow up is so much bigger than, you know, snapping necks with your banging summer bod. And according to Urban Dictionary, which surprisingly I think is spot on with this definition, according to Urban Dictionary, when one is to glow or glow up, their confidence, swag, and demeanor are so heightened that they cannot be changed by any negativity. So you know I like that a lot, right? So I'm kind of all in on this idea of glowing up. But you know, I'm also big on simplifying things, on boiling things down to what really matters so that not only can I wrap my thick head around it, and live it. But more importantly, how could I then turn around and help you? And, you know, I've done episodes before on confidence, on swag, on the way you carry yourself, on how to fight negativity, on how to be more optimistic, all those things. And I think all those things go into glowing up in life. But that's a lot, you know, that sounds rather involved. But I don't think, now that I've given some time to thinking about this idea of glowing up, I don't think it's that complicated. You know, I look at my life and yeah, I think I've really kind of glowed up the past couple of years. I agree with my friend, you know, sure, some of those mindsets, confidence, optimism, positivity, that plays a big role. But I think if I had to boil it down to one thing that I've done that has really changed things for me, my mindset, my approach to life, my fulfillment, my happiness. It's one thing. It's one mindset that I think that's really contributed to my glow up. And that's this idea that the real glow up is when you have nothing to prove. Nothing to prove. Not to your boss, not to your parents, not to random people on Instagram, people at the gym, people on the street, anywhere, no one. That's it, I think. That the real glow up comes when you have nothing to prove. When you truly have nothing to prove. Because when you don't have anything to prove, that's when you let yourself be seen. That's when you step out. That's when you feel yourself. You know, it's like Friday night out with friends and you're swagged up and you're stepping out into the town. You're feeling yourself. You're ready to be seen, whatever, right? You know, and that comes from not having anything to prove. And I think that is the real glow up. And I think it's within your reach to get to a point where you have nothing to prove to anyone else. And I saw a quote the other day on Instagram, go figure. Maybe you've seen it. It said the following. It said, "Man, once I fix my sleep schedule, start eating healthy, get physically fit, beat my depression, stop procrastinating, learn how to do my taxes, get mentally strong enough to make phone calls. Yeah, then it's over for you bitches." And I saw that and I thought it was funny, right? Because the joke here being that you have to do all these things, you have to overcome all these things before you can finally glow up. But, you know, relative to that, relative to everything I've been talking about right now, I don't think it's that complicated. I think you can get your glow up today. It just starts with having nothing to prove and then stepping out. That's what I think. So hopefully a short podcast, but I'm going to break it down into two parts. Nothing to prove. And then stepping out. That's my thesis for this one. That's the clickbait. So to start with, nothing to prove. And this is a big thing for me. I've talked about this before in other episodes. I've talked about the example that I give that, you know, when you walk into a room, you could either have a mindset of, oh, I hope everyone likes me. I hope everyone thinks I'm good enough, smart enough, talented enough. Or you can walk into the room wondering if you'll like them, right? That kind of mindset. But I still think this idea of not having anything to prove to anyone else is a bit bigger than that, you know. And when I say that I no longer have anything to prove to anyone, you know, I really kind of mean it. I mean it because I've come to realize that first and foremost, it really is a waste of your time because in reality, no one is looking at you the way you think they are. And I'm a pretty logical dude. I like to break things down using reason and logic, less emotion, more reason. And it helps me make sense of things. And in this context, no one cares. You know, I think it might be a tough pill to swallow sometimes, but it's also a really healthy pill to swallow because no one is thinking about you like you want to be thought about, for one. So I think that's a big L we're all taking if we don't understand that. More so, I don't think anyone is waiting for you to prove anything to them anyway, you know? And I say that because I think, you know, people are selfish and they're focused on themselves. Think about yourself. You know, people are thinking about who they are, what they want to do. You know, they're thinking about what they want to prove. They're not thinking about you. So here you have this cycle of people thinking that they need to prove themselves to others, thinking they need to prove specific things about themselves to others. But on the other end, no one cares. It's really kind of funny if you think about it. We're out here flexing, trying to prove that we're confident, successful, fun, and outgoing, all these things, but no one really cares. And obviously, like, I get it. There are certain settings where people do care and where it does matter. And there is an element of you needing to prove yourself, like in a business setting or, you know, I don't know, meeting your girlfriend's parents for the first time or something like that. But for the most part, people don't care. And I that is comforting to me because it means that I shouldn't either. So that gives me a little comfort. Maybe it'll give you some comfort. And again, I'm not, you know, saying that we need to become indifferent to other people. You know, please don't be an asshole or anything like that. You can still care. Of course, you can still care. You just don't have to prove anything. There is not a responsibility. There's not pressure on you to prove anything. I liken it to my own somewhat irresponsible curiosity around people. When I can see like someone's on their phone texting, I have this odd like obsession to always see what people are texting. If someone's like on the phone, on in line at Chipotle next to me or on the train or something, and I look down, I want to read their text message. I'm oddly nosy like that. I'm just curious. And I think that's weird, but like that's the idea, right? You can be curious if people like you, if they accept you, whatever. That's a healthy mentality, I suppose. You could want people to like you, of course, but you don't have to have anything to prove to them. I think that's a big difference, you know. And I suppose, though, you know, me saying all this, that's nice and all, but I don't think that's enough to necessarily convince you to stop trying to prove yourself to other people. I mean, it is human nature to do that. It's not an easy habit or mindset to kick to the curb. So in my life, I add another layer to this to really make myself understand why I truly have nothing to prove, so that then I can kind of step out of that and really be free of that kind of BS mentality. And my solution is rather simple, and I think it could help you as well. And it's that I literally make things all about myself. That's the key. I avert my eyes from other people and I just look at myself. I make it about myself. And, you know, I recognize, I'm like, yo, Case, you know, let's be real. Right now, you are you. But before this, you were not your best self. You know, you were not your most confident self, most driven, kind, selfless self. That's not who you were. You should recognize that. And I do recognize that. And I recognize that, yeah, you know, there are a lot of things that I haven't done that I should have done, that I did do that I shouldn't have done. You know, I didn't speak up when I should have. I didn't stay true to myself when I should have. I didn't do these things, say those things, practice what I preach. I didn't challenge myself, and so on and so on. And when I do that and recognize that, I come to realize that in reality, I don't have anything to prove to anyone else. I have something to prove to myself, because I can do better. I can literally look back and realize I didn't do all these things. I didn't challenge myself. So if anything, it's not proving anything to anyone else. I need to take a big old step back and prove to myself that I can do better, because I know I can. And that really does change the game for me. It takes my focus off, you know, flexing on others, and it puts the responsibility for myself back on myself. And while that sounds kind of, you know, probably pretty low key, it's actually a big mindset shift. Huge. In fact, you know, it makes things less about your relationship with others in this fear of proving yourself, and more about your relationship with yourself. And that's where I think it belongs. Because when you have this mentality about you, it makes you come alive with a sense of really pure competition with yourself, with your former self. And nowhere in that equation is proving yourself to anyone else, because your only objective here is to do better than you did yesterday, to be a better person than you were yesterday, to challenge yourself more than you did yesterday. So your motivation becomes different, right? You do the things you do, you challenge yourself where you need to, you hustle where you need to, but you do it for you, you know, not to flex on others so that they accept you and say you're good enough and that you could be proud of that. It's about your relationship with yourself. And that's a big deal to me, because I think the alternative, which I know all too well, is something that you probably know as well, but it's kind of bleak. You know, if you're stuck in your old mindset of striving to be good enough for others, I kind of hate to break it to you, I've come to realize that you'll never be good enough for everyone else. You'll always be able to find someone else that you need to prove yourself to. You'll always find someone who can one-up you, who's better than you, someone who you want to prove yourself to. You'll always be moving that finish line further and further away, and you'll always be in this self-perpetuating cycle of trying to prove yourself for no good reason. You know, I don't get that. For no good reason, one, because no one cares, to my point. And two, if you really take a step back and were honest with yourself, the better person to prove yourself to would be yourself, because you know everything that's going on in your head. So I've kind of grown past this, you know, because your value, your proof, yourself, your sense of being, that's not something that could be measured by someone else, that can be measured by their validation of you. I don't understand how could it? You know, you're always going to be setting yourself up for failure if you're trying to show others that you're good enough and then hoping that they somehow give you like a double thumbs up that you're cool. I think it's kind of a desperate thing that's never going to work. But on the flip side, I do think you can measure your own sense of self of being enough, of growing, when it's relative to yourself and only yourself. You can do that. You know, hell yeah, you can do that, because you know your every thought, you know your every action, your every motivation. And when you have that complete picture in your head, you can measure it. You can look at yourself yesterday, and then again today, and then again tomorrow, and you can use that to prove to yourself that you're growing or not growing. And that's amazing. That makes things simple. There's no guesswork. There's no wondering. There's no hope. You literally know yes or no if you're growing, if you're challenging yourself. And I think that is the only comparison worth having, you know, because in that equation, again, the only competition you have is yourself. The only person you need to prove to is who you were yesterday, you know, and there's no sense of trying to be better than anyone else in that equation. There's no sense in trying to be special to someone else or flex on anyone else in that mindset. There's no need for it, because again, you'll come to understand that's just a game that you don't want to play. You don't have time for that. You're going to lose that game. But on the flip side, you can measure your gains, your progress with yourself, and you could be proud of that. You know, I'm proud of that. I'm proud of being able to look at myself and flex on myself, because I've proven a lot about myself over the past couple of years, that I can, you know, be vulnerable and grow and put myself out there and be selfish and challenge myself. So many things that I can measure, because I know how I used to be, and then I can in turn look at who I am now and see how much I've grown. And that's an easy way to prove to yourself. There's no guesswork. And I think you should find a lot of comfort in that, a lot of energy in knowing that. You know, I do. It kind of amps me up, you know, so much so that it really has, honestly, removed a lot of this old mindset of wanting to prove myself to others. I've gone from, you know, being that dude who humble brags on dates to show the ladies how successful I am and just, you know, just enormously wealthy I am, from being, you know, that dude who puts Forbes featured in his Instagram bio. Please stop doing that, people. You know, from being that, hey, look at my watch, you know how much it costs guy, you know, to saying things just to say them, to prove that I have an amazing personality, that I'm super outgoing, and then I showcase it, you know, things like that. You know, I kind of shudder thinking about those kind of tendencies. You know, I've gone from doing those things to switching my perspective to proving more important things to myself, to my damn self, to no one else. And that's done a lot for me. You know, I only have things to prove to myself. And I've proven to myself that my strength is found within, and it's not found in validation from other people, not in their acceptance that I'm enough, not in their acceptance that I'm number one or anything like that. You know, my strength isn't in my actions relative to others or in their response to it. You know, it's in my own reaction to all the things that I do and do not do. That's it. That's the only thing to, quote, prove, right? I find a lot of strength in knowing that I'm comfortable with that now, you know, and knowing that my pride, my sense of kindness, my drive, my output, how I treat others, how I treat myself is derived from a much more positive place. It comes from knowing that I have a place in this world, and it's not going to be given to me or validated by someone else. I'm going to find it myself, and I trust myself that I'm going to find it myself. So because of that, I really don't have anything to prove to anyone else other than myself. And that's my mindset right now, and it really empowers me. But again, it's kind of half of this glow up equation. The other half is what I mentioned before. It's living that truth. It's stepping out. It's allowing yourself to be seen in the world. It's stepping into that new confidence and mindset and just being seen. And what I mean by allowing yourself to be seen is just truly living this idea of nothing to prove. It's being vulnerable and taking the risk to be seen physically, emotionally, in your own skin, when you're not looking to prove anything to anyone else. You know, it's not, you're not trying to fit in, you're not trying to check boxes or anything like that right now. You know, it's you turning on your own light, your spark, your magic, the magic that matters to you, because you're leaning into what proves your own growth to yourself and only yourself. You know, I think most of all, it's knowing that when you stop trying to prove yourself to others, then you can indeed step out into the world and create whatever you want for yourself, because you've freed yourself from these BS expectations that happen when you're always trying to prove yourself to others. Metaphor time. I think it's a lot like cauliflower. Know what I'm talking about here? What a story cauliflower has. What a comeback. There's a meme floating around about cauliflower. And it says, No one has had a bigger glow up in the last 10 years than cauliflower. It went from being shy broccoli to being the mystique of vegetables, always coming at you with a new shape. You want rice, mashed potatoes, pasta, cheese, a man, low-cost housing? Make it from cauliflower. And I think that is really true. It's really funny. It's also really true, I suppose. Even I'm eating cauliflower right now. I'm a really, really picky eater. But in that metaphor, that's how I see your glow up, that you can be anything you want, that you can derive anything you want from yourself only when you decide to stop trying to fit yourself into one box and you just step outside of that. You know, you're more than just a odd smelling vegetable, you know, your pasta, mashed potatoes, cheese, whatever. You know, there's so many opportunities to grow from who you are right now once you free yourself from this expectation that you have to prove yourself to others to be happy or fulfilled or find someone or be successful. You can glow up. You just have to stop trying to prove yourself to anyone other than yourself. So I'd say make it your objective, make it your mission to prove to yourself that you can grow, that you can say what's on your mind, that you can create what you want, that you can go after what you want, and everything in between. And I think that involves removing the term enough from your vocabulary, smart enough, old enough, successful enough, good looking enough, creative enough, whatever, because those are terms for other people. You're more than enough for yourself, and that's not even a term that you can use to compare yourself, because again, it's all about just being better than you were yesterday. You know, and if you want more, that's great. I want you to want more, but want more within the context of how you treat yourself and what you want. Then I say, want more within the context of who you were a year ago versus who you are today and who you want to be tomorrow. Want that? That's great. And then step out with no agenda to prove yourself to other people. You know, it's really freeing when you live like that. It's like going out with your friends on a Friday night, no agenda, maybe your boys' night, girls' night, no, you know, significant others, no game plan, nothing like that. You just see where things go. You have nothing to prove. You have no itinerary. You're just going to have fun and you're just going to enjoy your time. That's how I see it. And I think really the great thing about adopting this mentality is that it's ongoing. You don't just have one big glow up and then it's all done. You can always be glowing up in small ways forever. You know, you can have these moments of sparks where you see how amazing it is, where you stop trying to prove yourself to others. You know, so I'd encourage you right now just to start your glow up, start that process, because I'm confident you can do it. Start by getting your mind right and recognizing that the only person you have something to prove to is yourself. You know, live that truth as much as you can. It's not easy, but live that truth. Step out and watch what happens, because I think once you really grasp a hold of this, you'll start living differently. You'll feel freer, more confident, and you'll see growth come from that, because that growth will matter to you so much more because it's real, it's raw. The inspiration is there because you want to prove to yourself, and that matters. That's sustained. So I really do think you'll make so much more progress in your personal life, in your career, whatever, when you're trying to prove something to yourself and not to others. So let's go on that. I'll end it right there. If you did enjoy this episode, I'd love it if you'd share it with a friend, share it with someone who is glowing up right now, confident, centered, living their best life, not caring what others think, or, you know, share it with someone who needs a little bit of a nudge to stop caring, to loosen up, to focus on what should really matter to them, and that's themselves. So appreciate that. Again, thank you so much for sharing the podcast. Let me know what you think on Instagram at case.kenny. I really do love it talking to you guys, getting your feedback, hearing from people that they found the podcast from a friend. So thank you so much. It means the world to me. So until next episode, I'm out.